今デイビッド・リー・ロスを聞いています。朝一番にロス・ラディオ、ショックなくらいにいつも同じ。
Okay, I'm not supposed to. This
no,
comes from.
To David Lee Roth.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Roth Radio.
Who?
First thing in the morning.
How is he?
Shockingly consistent.
Who loves you, baby? どこで日本語を覚えたの? I'm not supposed to read emails. This comes from a serious advisement from our program director, Chernoff, and our station manager, Tom Gisano, to stop reading these emails from outside the United States because he feels that the international community, it doesn't add anything in his mind, that we belong internationally is unimportant to the ratings, it's unimportant to all of you who are listening, and that it's unimportant to our supposed target demographic, which is 35-year-old white rockers who would still prefer to listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd. That was his first choice. We've been advised also to not play ethnic-based music, which translates as black, Latin, floor, hip-hop, house, chill, funk, soul, disco. And I feel stupid even saying it, but I made him quote it to me on several occasions. But, geez, I hope quoting an email from Milan, Italy doesn't get me kicked off. This comes from Fabrizio Nicky Lavoro. Dave, your rock and roll station managers suck. I am a musician and disc jockey myself, running a show on Italy's number one radio, and listen to your awesome show every day before I go on the air. I had you on my show some 10 years ago and still think it was the number one interview ever. Please keep doing what you're doing. You're spreading energy all the way here. Ciao. Here's one here. It comes from Cumby, Texas. Tell that idiot that there's at least one Lynyrd Skynyrd-liking listener here in Texas that thinks you should not change one freaking little thing on your show. I love the subject matter, the music, the whole feel and the sound of the show. It's refreshing, and I'm a conservative. Tell them to put that in their pipes and smoke it instead of the bad weed they're obviously sucking down. Hold your ground, Dave. You're right. Chew. Comes from Cumby, Texas here. Bayside, New York. Tom C. Tom Gisano proves once again he is out of touch and will ultimately be phased out and deemed a failure at his job. He has lost Howard, and now he's going to lose David Lee, who was doing a great job. I thought I couldn't live without Howard. Guess what? I gave Dave a chance, and I still haven't bought the Sirius radio. Who would have thought? If Dave takes it, if it goes, but if Dave Lee is not given a chance, I will never listen to free radio. And that's a joke within itself, it says right there in parentheses. Let's read again what Howard Stern here said. I consider Howard Stern a colleague. I consider him a hero. And I consider him a contemporary. Speaking of those who replaced him in the morning drive on his former affiliates, Stern said they're probably going to need 15 to 20 months to prove whether or not they can develop an audience. But he said that Moonves and the gang will not have the patience and end up firing those hosts, blaming them for the results since Stern's departure here. I got a face full of that yesterday afternoon. In that the very first 4 weeks, somehow those ratings now count severely, and that in fact, well, I didn't expect any ratings at all. I think we got as good a ratings or better than anybody else on the roster here. I think we got as good a ratings as the whole channel, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got all kinds of people listening here, and I got a face full of, no, the ratings stink, and now we have to change a lot of things here. So I've been advised no more ethnic music, no more black-based stuff, no more loops when we are talking as we are now. In fact, I'm breaking the code right now, and I threatened to quit. I called the agency AA in Beverly Hills, and I said, come on, guys. This is not what I signed up for. This is bait and switch here. I'll settle for bait and switch with Sasha. I'll go through a lot of dinners for that, baby. But not as an artist.
I got a question.
Go ahead, take your time.
You said we on the World Wide Web, right?
Yeah, international.
But what does that mean? That means we're trying to get everybody in the world, right?
We already belong to the world,
right,
animal. How many countries have we 40 stamps in my passport alone? My passport looks like a Rolodex. Seriously. And part of what makes us tick is our experience for the last 30 years of traveling and collecting those passports. I've got the stars and the scars.
Me too, man. And that's why I'm, what'd you say I was, a sprinkle or something like that?
No, that's Tom Gisano's term, is that you and Brian Young are little sprinkles, like on a cupcake.
You know, I done seen more of the world than he would ever see, man. You know what I'm saying? And stuff I talk about, you can check it out. It's all true.
And do you think I'm kidding when I say that this is Animal's House and I just work here? You don't speak as much as I do, but I, when you do speak, you say as much as I ever did.
Thank you. That's a compliment. And Dave, I don't mind being your sidekick. You know, it's the greatest experience I ever had. And I'm your boy, and I'm going to always be your boy, no matter what you want to do. Big Animal got your back.
Right on, man. I take that seriously.
So,
by the way, I did keep my day job.
Well, you are my day job, so I guess I got mine too.
Anyways, Pedro Moreno from Venezuela. Man, I'm listening here. Don't let anybody quote you, man. Dave, Animal Sasha, my homeboy B. Young. You're the coolest ever on radio and internet. This comes from Holland. Oh. Amy. Es sonal legal. Uh-oh, he's speaking, they don't print it correctly here, or maybe they did, but it looks like Portuguese. This is now legal. Es now legal. Lemon vez foi o puto de sempre as mesmas merda, huh? Routinely. Okay. I have no idea how long we're going to have this job. I fully expect that there's going to be fireworks and so forth. When it reaches at this level here, you know, I usually think to myself, what would my heroes think? And like it says in the, what is it? It's 5 o'clock somewhere. What would Jimmy Buffett do? And in a case like this, I think, what would Henry Rollins do? Because he's got the exact same demands, exact same show on IFC. Somehow I think that IFC is going to be way more supportive of his vision. He starts off his show screaming, I can't wait to see this show. Okay? And, you know, we're dealing with social retards who tell me things like, be funnier. I told them, my friends, all of you listening here, I'm not a comedian. I'm not a humorist. I'm just like you. I'm a cynical weenie. And you're never going to get tired of me talking your mind. Even if you hate what I say, you're going to love the fight. Even if you completely disagree, you're going to walk away with it thinking something a little farther down the Brooklyn Queens Expressway than just shut the knob off and you're gone. People like Howard Stern or myself, we're not Wolfman Jack. We don't disappear when you turn the knob off. Go ahead and take a phone call.
Go ahead.
Yeah, who's this, Dave?
Yeah, it's me, bro.
Hey, don't let them bend you over, man, because you're not going to like how it ends. You just go ahead and do what you do, because that way you're only being fired. The other way you're being raped and then fired.
Yeah, I think you have a serious point here. I just hit a low moment every now and then. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Give me another call, man. Roth, you're on. Hit it.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Not too good today, friend. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. Don't let Tom and them get you down, man. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do. You, Animal, Sasha, everybody in there, man, is doing the right thing, you know? Unfortunately for you, man, you came into this right after Howard. You know, they know they screwed up by losing Howard. Now they're trying to fix their mistake and everything else. And, you know, man, just do what you do, you know? It's supposed to be free FM, man.
It's a little, you know what, if we were, I appreciate your sentiment, my friend. If we were doing Shakespeare, it's a lot easier to read off the page, to be or not to be, and kind of move and groove your way through it. We're improvising here. Every single thing that we do in this show is not planned in advance, so you get that snap, the spontaneous. And if somebody falls flat, maybe that's the best part. If B. Young hits a wrong note, maybe that's the best part. Sometimes I just can't think of anything to say.
you guys rock in the morning, you know what I'm saying? I used to listen to Howard Stern all the time, and I'm still with 94.1 because of you guys, you know, and I think you just need to keep doing what you're doing. Don't let Tom and them tell you what you gotta do. Like I said, it's supposed to be free FM, man, so let them let you be free and do what you gotta do.
Thank you so much for calling. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. You know what? One of one of my favorite parts of this is now? Reading the commercials. Because the commercial people demand that I spaz out. The more I spaz out of the margins, the more I freaky deke the libretto. The more I blast the back bumper out of each one of these commercials, the more giddy and young and freak out happy these sponsors become to do. And you know what? It has become the iceberg that I aim the Titanic at whenever we experience this kind of social retardation I've been describing early this morning. Do I have a live read coming up? I-U-S-O-P.
You want one?
Yeah, put it up.
Do one.
I can actually do them by heart right now. You want to do Dr. Delarusso?
All right.
Double A-M-C-O, baby. Yeah.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.
The Barsky Show.
I'm glad I never saw my dad and I never saw my brother naked.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
See,